What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I mean, I'm doing great. We got some NFL football tonight. Yes. It's been a while, and I mean, as you can see, got a little bit of a new setup.
Yeah, nice little studio. Thanks to the University of Pittsburgh, they got this cool place to rent out. So we're going to be producing some higher-level content for you.
Hopefully these mics sound better. We'll be weird trying to, like, look at this camera, but should get the hang of it, hopefully, by a few weeks.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm so excited. NFL football is tonight, as we are recording. Sorry it's a bit late. Still getting, you know, used to this new schedule, but very excited. I mean, Chiefs-Ravens?
Yeah, what a game to start on, and then
that's about as good as you can get.
After that, we got Aiden's Packers playing in Brazil.
Yeah, which I feel like that'll be cool as long as no one gets hurt. I know there's a lot of stuff about people might get hurt, but I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll see. Off-season went pretty fast. I mean, do you have any thoughts you want to just, I mean, there's a lot of trades early on.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to preseason, it's so hard to tell because sometimes it can be useful, but then we saw Kenny Pickett last season where he had an amazing preseason and then sucked during the regular season. So I don't think anything of it. I know the Broncos with was doing really good. Bo Nix, that's his name. They were doing really good this preseason. But, I mean, just a lot has happened, I feel like. This has been a pretty eventful offseason. A lot of big names left their teams. And, yeah, I'm really excited for this season.
Yeah, and also, obviously, fantasy football. Yes. We got our league started up.
Reigning champion right here.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be, you know, trying to incorporate a lot of fantasy into these episodes.
Yes.
Because that's a, you know, big thing for us. I'm sure a lot of you guys like it. So, I mean, just to give a little breakdown of the format, you know, probably going to change week to week, but obviously first episode, we got
a lot of predictions in this one.
Yeah, so we'll change up every week, but, you know, we'll start off with a little bit of just, like, injury update stuff before the first games, and then we can talk a little bit about fantasy, talk about some players, some booms, some busts we're thinking for the year, and then we can you know, do the yearly, like, NFL award predictions. Aiden can give some
Got some division predictions.
And then
I also have a little trivia for Vinny. So make sure to stay tuned for that to test his ball knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little rusty.
It's not bad. Don't worry.
All right, we'll see. And then lastly, just some week one predictions.
Yes.
So, let's get right into it. All right, so starting off with some player news, and honestly, it didn't really put much down just because there's obviously, like, some bigger names that are just out. Like, we know Nick Chubb's out for a while, Hockenson's out for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a few questionables going into week one, but most of them are playing. Like, we know Herbert, he had something with his hand, I believe. Herbert is set to play. McCaffrey was
the big one,
obviously, first round pick in probably every fantasy draft. So he is set to be good to go. One that I did see, which he's on my team, is Marquise Brown was doubtful. Ooh. So he will be sadly out tonight for the Chiefs, which
I mean,
I did want to see him on a new team.
Yeah, I do think he's going to do so good there. They just love speed there. Any receiver that has speed, they'll pick up. And it obviously works for them. Those are some pretty big names. I know even Tyreek was dealing with a little, you know, wrist injury. Should be good. And even players like Puka, I know, were dealing with a hamstring injury, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of questions. I think mostly everyone's pretty good to go for the start of this season, which is good to hear. And then one thing I did, we saw last week, I did want to throw in here was, I don't know if you probably heard about this, but one of the NFL rookies for the 49ers, Ricky Purcell, I don't know exactly how you say his last name, but I think he was like signing autographs in San Francisco, and he actually got shot.
Jeez,
just got shot in the chest, too, but he is recovering. He's obviously going to be out four weeks.
He'll pull at least like a little Brian Robinson, if you remember that, when he
making the return.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. I mean, San Francisco has gone pretty downhill.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
they got a good football team.
Yeah, at least football team is good.
At least they got that to look forward to.
That's really all you can say about that place.
But yeah, those are, I mean, really, like I said, not much player news to start, which is...
Hopefully there's not throughout the entire
season. Yeah, you know, that's a good thing. So we can, we can move on from that.
All right. All right, and let's get into some fantasy predictions for this upcoming season. We don't got a ton for this, but me and Vinny each got a couple booms and a couple bust players that we think you should look out for or, you know, pick up or trade for. As long as you can get them, we think they'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you guys probably, everyone's hopefully done their fantasy drafts.
Yeah, seriously.
Hopefully you didn't put it off too long. But, just some booms. I can start with my first one that I'm pretty high on this year, who I did not sadly get, is Garrett Wilson
for the
Jets. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, hopefully he can last more than four plays this year without...
Oh, that was so sad.
Yeah, I'm really... I mean, Garrett Wilson, he was set to... I mean, even last year,
he did good
with...
I remember I drafted
Zach
him.
Wilson and whoever.
Yeah.
Was Brett Favre... Was, no, not Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
I'm thinking too old.
Siddham, I think, was there.
I don't even know. But yeah, he still managed to do well. And he was going around, it looks like, 12th, 13th pick in a lot of leagues this year. So if you can get him early second round.
That's good value.
That is great value.
Yeah, I know last year I picked him because I thought the Aaron Rodgers thing would be great for him. But I do know they have such a good connection with one another just based off of what I've like researched and found. So I think he's going to be really good this year.
People are saying he could just be like how he was or how he was with Davante Adams.
Oh yeah.
But speaking of Davante, this Davante Adams, I threw him in the boom here, but I've seen so many mixed like opinions on him this year.
I think he's 50-50.
Yeah, he's either last year I don't even know who do you have even throwing to him much of the year?
Aiden O'Connell.
Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. But he would either go off, for like 40 points or just get none. So he's going around like late second round, early third round.
Yeah.
If you can get him in the third, I think he can.
I think
he could be a league winner.
Especially third round. If you can get Davante in third round.
If you're talking a wide receiver one.
He's still one of.
And they don't have many weapons at all. I mean.
Now that Josh Jacobs gone, they got Jacoby Myers. And I don't even
know. Maybe Hunter Renfrow.
Zamir White at running back.
He's a risky player, but if you can get him late second round, early third, it is
I like that.
Worth a shot. Do you wanna give your receiver that away?
Yeah, so two of my guys that I have for booms, one of them is Jameson Williams of the Lions. I think he's going to be great this year. He's moved up to number two in the depth chart. Sure, there is still a lot of competition. There's Laporta, you know, there's Gibbs, even Montgomery. A lot of players, but I think that he's going to be, like, really good at taking the top off the defense. He's going to get a lot of chunk plays. I could see him getting at least 15 points a week.
What did you say what round? Do you know where he's going?
He's going, like, later 10th round.
Because, if you can get him that late, it's definitely good. But, I mean, they do have a lot of weapons. Though.
Yeah, that is always a worry.
Because people were worried about Sam Laporta this year.
But, I mean, you see the 49ers. They got all those people, and Ayuk still almost outperforms Debo.
That's true. Which, Ayuk, did finally get.
Yes, he did. And the only one left is Jamar Chase, because CD.
Oh, yeah, CD Lamb signed, like, $125 million or something like
something
that.
Crazy.
So he was, you know, people were, I mean, you passed up on CD Lamb in our draft.
I did have the number two overall pick, and I picked Tyreek.
I mean, there's,
but.
You had him last year.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Yeah, not a bad pick at all.
But then my other boom is Packers' own Josh Jacobs. I know it's like, oh, he's a Packers fan. Of course he's going to pick Josh Jacobs. I think in this Matt LaFleur offense, Josh Jacobs is going to do wondrous things. I mean, you saw what he was doing behind that terrible O-line with the Raiders. I don't see if there's a shot that he doesn't go off.
I mean, yeah, but I've also seen, I mean, he wasn't very efficient last year, I don't think.
But at least, that also could be because of the O-line.
That's true. He's definitely getting an upgrade on, mm-hmm. on that.
And the Raiders front. Were always losing, so... You know,
that's true. He definitely should do better this year for sure.
I think so.
But I didn't, you know, get a chance to pick him up, or I would have. But we can talk about some busts here. Yes. I'll go first with one that is a lot of people have kind of been agreeing with this, and that's Tony Pollard. Mm. I mean, last year we saw him. He took a big role on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I have it here. He had, like, a season high or a career high carries, receptions, mm-hmm. and he just wasn't very – I mean, he still – he finished – I think – did he finish top 10
I think running backs?
I think he did, but for the amount of volume he was getting, he says he averaged, like, 4 yards per carry. He was horrible on the goal line,
mm-hmm.
and he's – and obviously got traded to the Titans in replacement of – Derrick Henry, and they have Tajay Spears, who had a great season last year behind Derrick Henry. So they
DeAndre Hopkins.
That's true.
And Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, aside from all the receivers too, and Spears, I mean, he kind of proved himself with that offense last year, so they're probably going to trust him more.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Pollard being not as good at the goal line last year, we could see Spears going in.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
I mean, Pollard, you know, still should be the. He'll still be the RB1, but I think the split will be pretty drastic. Whereas some people are picking Spears over Pollard in drafts.
I could definitely see that. One of my busts I have is a wide receiver who is Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
Now, that might be crazy because he was very good last year when he got the ball, but I think he's going to be buried in this depth chart in Houston. Sure, they'll be throwing the ball a lot, but... I don't know. I mean, C.J. Stroud, whenever you're a rookie, you build these connections with these guys, and then you want to throw to them every single time. And he has this connection with Tank Dell. He has this connection with, what was it?
Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico Collins.
That's true.
I could see him not getting as many targets as he wants to and maybe throwing a fit.
Definitely compared to the Bills.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Because he's no longer that number one guy.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting... offense to watch. I'm definitely excited to see them.
Yeah, you got any more busts?
I mean, off the top of my head, no one that I drafted. My team, I mean, I guess they don't really know our teams, but...
Yeah, I actually have someone on my bust list from our team.
I see. Do you want to explain
that? Yes, I have Anthony Richardson as one of my busts. And... my explanation is I haven't seen much from him. I need him to prove himself, and I could see, I mean, he's a very good runner, but does he have that arm, or is he just, you know, one of those people that can't fully, you know, grow into the quarterback role?
That's true. I mean, obviously his season was cut short, so mm-hmm. we didn't get to see as much, but I mean, from what he showed, I mean, obviously the rushing upside.
Yeah, that's huge.
I forget what the order of quarterbacks were, like, picked in our draft.
I think you picked him, like, sixth quarterback, I want to say.
Yeah, like, maybe I think, seven. I mean, for the rushing upside quarterbacks, he's young.
I mean, rushing upside is huge.
As long as, I think it was his shoulder, as long as he doesn't have any re-injuries with that, I think that offense... I think he can work well in that offense.
I definitely think there's a chance that he ends up as a top 10 quarterback. But I also wouldn't count it out for him to be like a bottom 20 quarterback.
Yeah. I did draft Pittman. I think he...
that stack could be deadly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to... I think he'll have a nice season this year.
I think so, too. But yeah, so that's all of our booms and busts. So, you know, let us know what you guys think and... maybe trade for some of our booms that we were talking about.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, after week one, we could all be completely wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it works. Fantasy is luck. Let's be real.
All right. Let's get into now the NFL awards predictions.
Yes.
I mean, we can start off, you know, with the MVP odds, mm-hmm.
Did we get any right last year? I want to say I got Defensive Player of the Year right.
I don't think I got any right.
With Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett did win last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He definitely did.
Okay, then I think that's the only one got right.
We'll see. I mean, this year, you know, things can change. Oh, hopefully, wow. I mean, right now Mahomes is sitting at the favorite, you know, as he kind of always is.
Yeah, it's
and then Mahomes. After that, Josh Allen, Burrow, Stroud, Hurts, you know, just like the, you know, top guys. Yeah. And usually, I mean, what it's probably going to come down to is just how the teams are performing.
I mean,
Josh Allen turnovers last year killed the whole team and him.
Same with Hurts. And then Lamar just kind of played pretty good all season, and that ended up winning it for him. I was really surprised last year no position players won. I really thought a position player was going to win, but, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if I have to pick one, I mean, I don't really want it to be Mahomes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Jalen Hurts has a chance. I mean, the Eagles are stacked again this year. I mean, they got Saquon now.
Always are stacked.
So, I mean, if he's running that offense and, you know, just spreading the ball out, also the run game's going to be pretty crazy with them, too. If they're winning a lot of games this year, I can see it definitely being Hurts.
I'm going to go with Joe Burrow, which is a bit of an unpopular opinion, but I feel like people have kind of just forgotten about him. I don't know why. He's so good, like... I don't know. I feel like that's just someone we should never forget about.
That's true.
He's a very good quarterback. He has a lot of talent still. Sure, he did lose, you know, Mixon, but I think it's Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be great.
All right. Let's talk about Offensive Player of the Year. And this one can be close. We got the favorites, McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill. After that, CeeDee Lamb, Jefferson, Chase, you know, all the young receiving guys. Breece Hall even thrown in there.
And that's who I'm going to go with for this.
Breece Hall. That's an unpopular one.
I think he's going to be great this year. He's so good. I watch so many Jets games. I know how he plays. I think with Aaron Rodgers and a very good offense, I think he's winning this award.
I mean, I hope you're right because he was my number one pick in fantasy.
Yes, he was.
So, I mean, the Jets are just due for a comeback season.
Agreed.
Obviously, Rodgers is Breece Hall from the injury. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had him last
year. Yeah.
You had him last year?
I had him last year. He did me great. He's the reason I won. He went off in the playoffs every single week. So,
I'll
forever be grateful for you, Breece.
Yeah, the Jets got something to prove this year. So, agreed. I don't mind that one. However, I'm probably going to go with CeeDee Lamb.
All right.
Because McCaffrey, you know, if he can stay healthy, obviously. Yeah. Tyreek Hill, I mean, last season he just did so well that they're just going to be expecting a lot from him this season.
Yeah.
I don't see him putting up as crazy of numbers this year. Because obviously, depends on how the Dolphins are doing, how Tua's doing. So, but CeeDee Lamb just signed a huge contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cowboys, we'll see how they do. They always kind of do well and then mediocre and choke. But I think CeeDee Lamb will be as long as Dak Prescott is getting the ball to him, I think he's gonna be fun to watch. Definitely excited for that.
Now for the Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, top odds, we got TJ Watt, Micah Parsons, Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, you know, all the classic guys. And I do think I am gonna go with one of those. I think I'm gonna go with Max Crosby. He's been very underrated every year.
That's true.
Year in, year out, he's doing such good things, and like he's not getting the type of talk that Micah Parsons is getting and all those people.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I got Max Crosby.
As a Raiders fan, I respect that opinion.
Yeah.
I forget what stats he was that he was like really high up in last year, but like a lot of pressures, a lot of pressures. And I mean, he's definitely getting doubled a lot now too. So
I think he's got a chance.
You know what? Throw me in there for that too.
All right.
I want to see it, but obviously TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to see him have a great season as well. And Myles Garrett. I mean, he won you it last year. So
yeah.
He's always. I mean, these guys are always doing well. Yeah. So really, It really just comes down to, like, I don't know, individual little stats that they wanna focus on.
All right, and then now moving on to Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I don't know a ton about the rookies.
Like, I'm not going to pretend like I know all the scouting reports on everyone.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, we can just talk about, obviously, Caleb Williams. He is the favorite right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's probably excited to see how he's going to perform.
I'm not sure if I'm excited. I kind of hope he busts as a Packers fan.
Yeah. The Bears? I don't know.
I think he's going to be good. But I think my pick would be Jaden Daniels for the Commanders. I think he, you know, his rushing ability is great. He's got a great arm. And I think he can turn around this, you know. He doesn't have as much talent as Caleb Williams does. So I think that would, you know, boost him up. So I'm going with Jaden Daniels.
Okay. I mean, I could definitely see that. If I don't want to say Caleb Williams,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Bo Nix, is he like the starter for them?
I think he just got
for set. The Broncos?
Yeah, I think he got put as the starter.
Honestly, you can I'll say Bo Nix just to spice things up.
He did have a good preseason.
Yeah, he had a good preseason, and I mean, the Denver's, they're just so bad. They just need they just need to do like mediocre.
Yeah,
if he can get them to there, plus they had Javonte Williams. He's coming back. He's on my fantasy
team. They lost Jerry Jeudy. Not that he did much.
He was your bust last year.
Yeah, he is so terrible.
But they still got some guys. They have Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
And Greg Greg DeLuch.
Yeah, they got Greg DeLuch. They got what's his name? Tim Patrick.
Oh yeah. I remember him.
That offense is
and terrible. The defense is good usually.
Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see.
Until they let up, you know, 70 points by the Dolphins last year.
I do remember that. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Honestly, I don't really know any of these guys.
I don't know any of these guys.
I don't really want to pretend like I do. I mean,
if I had to guess, I would say Dallas Turner. I think he's from Alabama. I'm not fully sure on that, but
yeah,
he's got
my
pick.
All right, I'll just pick him too. But we can see.
Yeah, so next, last one actually, Comeback Player of the Year, which, I mean, Rodgers, Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins all have a very strong case.
Yeah, who won it? Was it?
It was
Was it DeMar Hamlin?
Oh, I don't
remember. We kept talking about that.
I think Joe Flacco ended up winning.
Oh, that was a good, I mean,
rightfully so.
That was who deserved it.
Yeah.
Or Geno Smith was up there.
Yeah.
He would have been a good pick. But yeah, these three guys, I mean,
really, I think best value is Kirk Cousins.
Best value is definitely Kirk Cousins.
And that's who I'm going to go with.
Anthony Richardson, plus 800,
he's, even Kyler Murray at plus 2,000, I could see him being really good this year. So I wouldn't count him out either.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all these quarterbacks, like, deserve it. Just depends on who does the best this year, which for me, the best chance is going to be Rodgers.
Or Burrow.
And Burrow. Yeah, so I do think Kirk Cousins is good value, though. I'm going to roll Anthony Richardson just because he's on my fantasy team, so I am rooting for him.
And now let's go to my division predictions. We'll just run through these pretty quick. And you can just, you know, say what you think. Starting off NFC North. I got Lions 1, not my Packers. I do have Lions
humble,
1.
Humble of you.
Packers 2, Bears 3, Vikings 4. I feel like that's a pretty consensus, you know.
I mean,
I Bears, could see Packers taking number 1.
Though. Bears and, I mean, Vikings, you're just not high on them. I mean,
Sam Darnold's their quarterback. I can't be too
bad on them. I kind of feel bad for Jefferson. For sure. But yeah, I mean, was that how it turned out last year?
I think so, actually, yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I don't think too much has changed in that division, for being honest.
Then NFC East, I got Cowboys 1, Eagles 2, Commanders 3, Giants 4.
Interesting.
Another one, Cowboys, Eagles, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm assuming, I don't know their schedules. I mean, I'm assuming I don't know. I'm assuming Eagles, I think, should finish above them. Yeah, the Cowboys just always choke. I could really see either. And Commanders, I mean, a lot of people are pretty just low on the Commanders as a whole.
Yeah, I could see Jane Daniels helping them, though.
Giants, though, I mean, who do they really have right now?
I mean, Malik Nabers.
Who's their quarterback? Singletary,
still Daniel Jones.
Oh, that's true. They had no more Saquon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're
not an exciting team to be a fan of, if we're being honest.
Yeah. And then NFC South, Buccaneers first, Falcons second, Panthers third, Saints fourth.
Okay. I mean,
I could also see Falcons being.
Yeah, the one and twos seem to all be pretty interchangeable.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially in the NFC. I feel like in the AFC, a lot more of them are.
I mean, the Bucks did pretty well last season.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm pretty high. The Falcons, I mean,
they were Kirk decent Cousins, without Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, their run game has been great.
Yeah.
Bijan set to have a big year.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully Drake London's on my fantasy team, too. So hopefully he turns up, I think. And then, I mean, Panthers and Saints, they're really much.
They're both bad. I think Panthers will take a little leap this year, at least compared to how bad
they were. Is Derek Carr still quarterback for the Saints?
And Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston might be getting some reps. Regardless.
Yeah, they've just been downhill since Drew Brees, really.
But next up, NFC West, last NFC team. We got the 49ers 1, Rams 2, Cardinals 3, Seahawks 4. Or pretty good division, but I can't.
I mean, yeah.
I think this is how it should end up going.
Seahawks 4 is intriguing.
Their offense doesn't.
I mean, weren't they second last year?
Yeah, but I don't know. I could see Cardinals taking a boost up. I think Rams are always going to be good. I could see the Seahawks again. I think everyone is going to be near that 500 range in this division, but.
Except the 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers would definitely be way up there. But okay. I can see Seahawks falling off maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Geno Smith.
Yeah, he's still playing. He's getting old, though.
Yeah, he had a great season last year. I don't think he'll be able to repeat.
Yeah, so, and now moving on to the AFC North.
Oh, I just saw this one.
Yes, we got Ravens 1, Bengals 2. Browns 3, Steelers 4.
I don't know if I can support the Steelers being last.
I can't put them above any of these teams. If Deshaun Watson's playing good, they're not going to be better than the Browns.
Really? I don't
think they're going to be better than the Bengals.
The Steelers just own the Browns. And is Deshaun Watson really going to be that good?
I just can't morally put the Steelers. I mean, maybe third. I would maybe change them for third, but I don't think I'd get them higher than that.
Yeah,
it's
Bengals were disappointing,
but
Bengals will definitely be better. Ravens, I mean,
they're the Ravens.
Yeah, they have like Derrick Henry, but I don't know. People might be overly high on the Ravens.
Their defense is just so good that I think that's what helps.
Yeah, and also Lamar, I don't think he's gonna have an MVP season again.
I doubt it. I mean, I hope so.
We just have a tough division, for being honest. I mean, I guess Steelers probably aren't a playoff team, but.
And then speaking of tough divisions, another one other than the Patriots, the AFC East, I got Jets 1, Dolphins 2, Bills 3, Patriots 4. I can't see Bills going
higher. Bills are due for a fall off?
I think so. I mean, I really like the Bills, so I hope not, but I could see it. But I definitely think, Jets.
Jets. I want to see the Jets be one. They deserve it.
Yeah, Dolphins. I think they're good enough to be two, and then Bills. Patriots obviously 4. So it's really just gonna be how good do the Bills play, is my.
I think I mean, because the Jets have the defense for it,
mm-hmm.
and the Bills do. I don't know if the Dolphins have.
Their defense is pretty good.
I mean, last year they were letting up. Last year, all their games were just like shootouts.
Yeah,
they weren't.
That's why the Lions.
If their defense can improve.
If the Lions can stop getting into shootouts, I think they'll be such a elite team. But if your team is only winning in shootouts, that doesn't hold well for the playoffs.
That's true.
But next up, AFC South. Got Texans 1, Colts 2, Jags 3, Titans 4. I feel like that's fairly.
I think that's solid. I mean,
maybe Jags.
Jaguars. Not many people are high on Trevor Lawrence this year. I don't think.
I need to see something from him. I've only seen like a decent quarterback. He's definitely a decent quarterback, but I haven't seen.
And Titans. I mean, is what's his name?
The Mayo guy.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Wait, why? Yeah, I don't know why we're not thinking of that. Oh,
I don't know.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm totally
okay. Whatever. I think he's set to be the starter.
I think he is as well.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. I can't remember his name right now.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll come to me later in the episode. In a
few, yeah. Okay, but I think he's set to start.
Yeah, I think so as well. And then last up, we have the AFC West, where Chiefs won, obviously. Chargers 2, I'm sure I'll regret that. Broncos 3, and then Raiders 4.
Okay. This one I have a little bit of issues with.
I could see Raiders. Honestly, I could see Raiders going up to second.
Yeah, the Chiefs are easily 1. The Chargers, I don't think people... I mean, I'm not very high on them this year. I mean, Herbert...
They got a new coach.
Herbert's been... Yeah, new coach. Herbert's been going downhill. I mean... Weapon wise, Eckler got traded.
Yeah,
who do they have at running back now?
Not a lot. They well, I can't fully say that because the trivia has to do with that later.
Oh, so either way, I think they're an old team, not very.
Yeah,
not much. And then Broncos, I don't know. Broncos could easily be.
It's gonna be depending on Ben X.
Yeah, Broncos could be last though.
So, yeah, that's all my predictions, and now we'll go into some trivia.
Oh, okay. I'm a little rusty, like I said. I haven't been given into the football scene much since the offseason.
All right, so well, this should be good, because this is offseason trivia. This is,
oh no,
did they change teams? So I'm going to give you a player, and then you have to say if they have, and then if they have, what team... They went to. Your goal is 10 and 14. I have 14 questions. Your goal is to get 10 of them right. You don't have to get the teams right, but... I feel like you should have to get the teams right, but...
All right. And starting you off... Listeners, play along.
Yeah, you guys play along.
You guys
will
probably do better than me.
All right, we're starting off with, a softball toss. We got Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's on the Steelers.
Yes, Justin Fields, the Steelers. Next up. Joe Mixon, another easy one.
He did get traded.
To?
It's getting away from me. I mean, he's obviously on your fantasy team.
Yes.
We were just talking about this.
What team?
Wait.
Come on.
I know it.
It's a very explosive offense.
It's a team that... Is it a...
AFC.
AFC team. Okay. Wait, let me look at all these teams. I think it's the Texans.
Yes.
Okay.
Texans.
Yeah, I saw
them. Yikes. Close call.
I got it.
That was supposed to be an underhand.
Two for two.
All right, next up. Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay. So he was on the...
These are going to get harder and harder.
He was on the Cowboys last year.
Yes.
And honestly, I haven't heard much. I think he stayed on the Cowboys.
He did stay on the Cowboys. 3 for 3.
But he's kind of like...
Yeah.
He's like old.
All right. Next up. Brian Burns.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Panthers legend.
If he did get traded... I would have no idea to what team, so I'm just going to say no.
You're going to say he didn't get traded?
Yeah.
He did. He went to the Giants. Not all these are trades also. They could also just be they signed to a different team.
Oh, okay.
All right, next up. All right, three for four. 3 for 4, not bad. Next up, Mac Jones. They're going to get harder as we keep going.
Mac Jones. I mean, they just got a new quarterback. Didn't they draft a quarterback?
Who did they draft? Drake May.
Okay. Yeah, they drafted Drake May. I'm trying to think of... But, like, if he did go to a team, I don't even know who would want him, though, is the question. I'm going to say no.
He did, to the Jaguars.
Yes. Was that early on?
It was like, I think, closer to the middle end. And yeah, so I was very surprised. I remember knowing he played good in the preseason. So that's
are these ones you how did you compile this list?
I looked up players that, you know.
Okay.
All right, next up, Ramondre Stevenson.
He's
sitting at 4 or 3 for 5.
Ramondre Stevenson obviously had a rough year, like not a very good year last year on the Patriots. And I want to say he did not.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. He did not move teams. Another running back, Jerick McKinnon. Did he
trade teams? So he was on the Chiefs. I know he was on the Chiefs last year. And he got, because I mean, I picked him up in fantasy for like a week or two. I mean, he's just kind of like not really a player you hear much about. So I don't know where he would have went. Honestly, I feel like I want to say yes because I heard him in the news briefly.
So you're going yes?
Yeah.
No, he did not trade teams. Oh. He's still on the Chiefs.
Dude, you're just picking these random players.
5 for 8. J.K. Dobbins.
He's a no. He's still on the Ravens.
Wrong. He's on the Chargers. That's the player I was hinting at earlier.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Vinny is sitting at, what is this, 4 for 8 now? You have to go perfect.
Wait, I thought I had 5.
You got Fields, Mixon. You got Cooks. You got Ramondre. That's 4.
Oh.
You gotta go perfect to get the goal.
These are okay.
All right, next up, T. Higgins.
No.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yes, he did not. All right.
I know he did.
Nice bounce back. Michael Gallup.
Oh. Okay, so I
did he trade
he
teams?
Was on the Cowboys, I know, last year.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Cause I know, I mean, last year it was Lamb, him, and then Cooks.
Yes.
But I feel like you'd throw in a yes here, but I mean, if I'm being honest, I haven't
don't
heard.
Don't play the guess. Play the knowledge. I mean,
my knowledge is I don't remember hearing anything about him. So I would say he's on the Cowboys still.
Final answer.
Yeah.
No, he got traded to the Raiders.
He did?
Yes. Bro, what?
We were talking about the Raiders earlier. You didn't even mention him.
I couldn't give anything away.
I mean, it's not really giving it away. I think
you still got 4 left.
I can get at least 2 of these.
You could get 9 total. All right.
That's
Braxton Berrios.
Okay, so obviously he's on the Dolphins.
Yes.
Did he get traded? I mean, I only ever really hear about him from Alex Earl, if I'm being honest.
Okay, so.
So I feel like I would have heard something. I'm going to say no.
Correct. He did not.
Okay. All right,
next up, Dawson Knox. Did he change teams?
I mean, I know they've just been, the Bills have just been using Kincaid a lot. So I would be inclined to say yes. Because he kind of fell off. So I would say yes, but to what team, I would have no idea. Maybe like the Giants. I should get a half point if I get a yeah, if I get half.
Well, he did not trade teams, so.
Oh, so I get 0.
You get 0 points. All right, two more. Calais Campbell. A little bit of an old head.
Last time I remember him, he was on the Ravens. Is he still? Okay. I mean, the Ravens, like, where would he have went is the question. I don't know. Like, these are just people that I just don't even, like, think about. I thought you were going to say, like, CeeDee Lamb and, like.
No. I think that would be challenging.
Calais Campbell. Okay. I don't know, so I'm going to say no, because I wouldn't be able to tell you the team.
He did, to the Dolphins.
I don't remember hearing that.
I was going to mention him earlier also, but, you know, I can't.
See, you, That's, you should be mentioning them.
All right. And last up, L'Jarius Sneed.
L'Jarius Sneed. Okay. I kind of, I don't even remember, what team was he even on before? Okay. I mean, I'd never heard anything about him recently.
He was a big name player.
Yeah, but I guess I haven't heard him in the news. But again, most of the trades happened a while ago. I'm going to say no.
He did to the Titans.
Dude, I feel like that was what did I get?
That was terrible. I think you might have gotten 5, 6 maybe.
See, that's how I know it's rigged because from a statistic standpoint, I should have got 50% there.
You just got to have ball knowledge. I intentionally chose tricky ones to trick you.
Yeah, so that was definitely harder than I expected.
Yeah, so now we know Vinny doesn't have ball knowledge.
I mean, I would say just off-season knowledge, you know. Because you kind of see it on... in the offseason, I'll, see it on Instagram. I'll be like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
And then I don't think about it for, 3-4 months until I actually see them play.
That's what I'm here for, to test your knowledge.
All right.
So now we'll move
Next time I'm doing the trivia.
Okay, fine. Do it. All right, we'll move to predictions now. All right. Here we go. Predictions for week one of the NFL season. Very excited. And we'll start off. We'll just run through these pretty quickly. And give our predictions. So first off, Ravens at Chiefs. You know, that's this one, tonight.
Yeah, so this is a big one that's on everyone's minds.
Yes.
Chiefs are favored by a little bit.
Not by much.
I believe.
Taylor Swift is going to be at the game.
Oh, great.
If that.
And at Arrowhead. It's at Arrowhead game one. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I'm going with Chiefs as well.
Yeah, Ravens, they still probably got to figure out the
end. Yeah. Next one, I don't even have to give my prediction. Packers at versus Eagles in Brazil.
In Brazil,
Packers are coming out with that.
Packers, I don't know who the fans are of, like who they support down there.
I have no idea.
But, I don't know. Honestly, for the sake of, because I was saying stuff about the Eagles, I'm gonna say the Eagles.
All right.
Because they are a very talented roster.
All right. Not as good of a game. Panthers at Saints.
I mean, yeah, this one, no one's really going to be watching, if we're being honest. I'm going to say Panthers, too.
I'm going Panthers as well.
Not really high on the Saints.
Another bad game, Vikings at Giants. I got Giants in this one.
You got the Giants. I mean, you were just hating on them.
I know, but
you also put the Vikings last, too.
I don't trust the Vikings this year.
I think it is home for the Giants. I'm going to say Vikings.
All right. Patriots at Bengals.
I mean, yeah.
If the Bengals lose this game, they're terrible.
Steelers at Falcons.
I think Atlanta is going to give them the edge.
I'm going to say Steelers because I want the Steelers to win.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson
is getting start.
Yeah.
We could be turning over a new leaf here.
We'll see. All right, Texans at Colts. Texans, I think they're going to continue their hot streak.
I think this will be a good game. I'm excited for the Colts this year for being honest. And Jonathan Taylor.
So are you going Colts?
I'm still gonna go Texans though.
Alright.
But Colts, look out for them.
Cardinals at Bills. I have been trashing the Bills, but I do think they're gonna win this game.
Yeah. Cardinals, there's not much to say. Yeah.
Titans, Bears. I think not Justin Fields, yikes.
Caleb
Williams will get his first win.
Alright. I mean, like I said, Titans I'm not too high on. I mean, I'm not too high on either, but we'll have to see how both teams are really kind of new, trying out different offenses.
Yeah. And then Jags at Dolphins should be a decent game. Going Dolphins, though.
Yeah, Dolphins. Hopefully, offense should be churning again this year.
Broncos, Seahawks.
I mean, you were just trashing on both of these teams.
I'm going Seahawks, though. I think they'll get it down.
Yeah. I'm going to go Seahawks as well.
All right.
They got a lot to figure out in Denver.
Raiders at Chargers. So pretty much just a Raiders home game. I'm going to go with the Chargers, though.
I'm going with the Raiders.
All right. Obviously. I don't hate that pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about the Chargers this year. They always disappoint.
Yeah, they disappoint me every year. Next up, Cowboys at Browns. I'm going Cowboys. I do like the Browns defense, but I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah. Cowboys, I'm expecting a lot. They usually start off pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed. All right. Commanders at Bucks. I'm going Bucks. Jane Daniels, I don't think gets it done.
Yeah, Bucks, I agree. Commanders, and they got, like, what's their defense looking like? Because they lost Chase Young, Montez Sweat.
Yeah. It's not looking great.
Their
offense should be better, though, so.
Yeah, not high on them. Yeah. Rams at Lions.
I think Lions take that pretty easily, but, you know, the storyline is cool. Stafford versus Goff.
Oh, yeah. Lions, yeah. Excited for this year. I'm going to go Lions as well.
All right. And then Monday Night Football. Oh, this is going to be a good game.
Oh.
Jets at 49ers. And I'm going with the Jets.
Oh, I'm going with the 49ers for sure.
Yeah, I mean.
It is home. It's home for them. They are probably the favorite.
I would assume.
I'm actually, yeah, I kind of want to see that game. I kind of want to see what the favorite's like.
That's going to be such a good game. Would be very cool to be at. I wouldn't be surprised if 49ers maybe 1.5 minus.
Yeah, how do I check this? Let's see. Let's look at the spread. I mean, they're just. The Jets are supposed to be good, but we just haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to see it to believe it.
Okay,
it
looks like the 49ers are -6.5.
Wow.
So
that's good somewhat value for the Jets.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe like an alt spread, Jets +10.5.
I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see them getting blown out. I think they lose by a touchdown at most.
Yeah,
I'm going 49ers, but that'll be a good game to end it on.
Yeah, and you know that's all we got for this week. You know, subscribe to us on YouTube. Now that we got this going,
hopefully you guys are seeing this soon. The editing's well, getting everything set up.
Yeah, we'll try and get it up for Friday. Hopefully, is this when it comes out?
So this is from before the game. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens tonight.
But yeah, you know, thanks for coming back for season 3. Who would have thought?
Yeah, we got big things coming. Leave your comments below what you want to see, what you want us to incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
And we will, you know, we got a long season ahead. So
yeah, so it should be
we will
a very fun time. All right. Peace, guys.
Peace.